For the history-making 60th running of the Daytona 500. Sunday, February 18th. Guarantee your seats at 1-800-PITSHOP or Daytona500.com.
Introducing Wrangler Outdoor. Pants and shirts that keep you dry and comfortable in all conditions. Featuring quick-drying, water-repellent fabric and UPF protection, Wrangler Outdoor ensures you're ready for wherever the day takes you, whether it's a walk in the city or a trek in the wilderness. Wrangler Outdoor, clothing with everyday versatility and outdoor credibility.
Matt Kenseth finished the 2017 season 7th in the overall standings. One of 16 playoff drivers this year, he won at Phoenix a month ago, but found himself on the outside looking in as others claimed all the top rides for 2018 and beyond. Next year, 21-year-old Eric Jones is stepping into the car Kenseth drove, but the former series champ says there is a bright side.
You know, and with having the younger kids at home and all that stuff, I mean, you don't travel as much and at least the capacity, you know, we're used to. So I think we're all looking forward to that a little bit, being home a little bit more and kind of get into a little bit, somewhat of a more normal life, I guess.
You can check out Kenseth's season review feature today at MRN.com. I'm Woody Kane. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
Welcome back. Welcome in. Hour number three of a Wednesday edition of the Todd Brolenkamp Show, along with Alex Kuhn and Kyle Mann, our producer. I'm going to get you up until 7 o'clock tonight. ESPN programming on the way. Pretty slow week here in Eastern Iowa. Hawkeyes and Cyclones off for finals week. Getting back together Saturday at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines for the Hy-Vee Classic. Iowa draws Drake, and you and I will face the Cyclones this year. We talked a little bit about it earlier today with Gary Rima, the play-by-play voice of the UNI Panthers. He was with us at 4:30. You can catch the podcast at kgymradio.com. Also, while you're there, learn a little bit more information about RCC Volume 14, which is coming to the U.S. Cellular Center December 29th, later this month. 10 MMA bouts on one card, tickets on sale now, ticketmaster.com or in person at the U.S. Cellular Center box office. Plenty more to get to tonight. More hot stove talk at the bottom of the hour. 6 o'clock showdown just minutes away, but you heard at the top of the hour the Sports Center update. The Marlins now saying that they are not planning on trading Christian Yelich and that he is the player they're going to build around. They've got 5 years of control left with Yelich. I think it's going to take them at least five to be winning, to get to the point where they're winning enough games where it's worth him sticking around. If I were Yelich, I'm on the phone with my agent saying, get me out of here. I don't care if they want to keep me. Let's make this as toxic as possible. Get me out of here.
Well, this, like I was just saying, how much of this is just a ploy by the Derek Jeter to try to get some sort of leverage by saying, oh, well, we're not going to trade him to try to jack up the price for this guy because there's no way that he wants to stay there at this point. And like you said, he did it first, and then all of a sudden you see D. Gordon and Giancarlo Stanton and Marcell Ozuna out of the picture. Why would you want to stay in that type of environment? Now, his contract over the next few years is very affordable for the New York Yankees, the Miami Marlins. He only makes $7 million.
Breaking news. Yeah. Yelich to Yankees.
I just assume, my brain just tells me automatically that if a good player played for the Miami Marlins, he no longer does. So that's the Freudian slip there. But like you said, if I'm Christian Yelich, I'm wanting out of there.
A little bit of football news. I didn't get to this the other day because it was talked about, but it was not official. But it is now. UCLA is bringing Paul Rhodes on as the defensive backs coach. So the former Iowa State coach was most recently at Arkansas with Brett Bielema. He's now headed west to UCLA, where he's going to join Chip Kelly's staff. So, very proud moment for the UCLA Bruins.
They need defensive help, at least from the coaching staff, whenever Chip Kelly is involved. So, what did you say the official title was? Was he the linebackers coach?
He is the defensive backs coach.
Backs coach. So,
which is the same position he held at Arkansas before becoming the defensive coordinator.
The well-traveled Paul Rhodes over the past few years.
See if anybody catches the proud reference on the Hertine and Stocker text line, 319-366-1600. More baseball talk to come. Who would win in a game, a one-man team of Stanton or the Marlins 2018 starting lineup, 85-74? Does Stanton get ghost runners?
Oh, no.
Automatic pitcher's hand?
Wrong for that one.
Unless the pitcher was 450 feet away, I might lean Stanton. That is...
Are they going to be the worst team in Major League Baseball?
Yes. Oh, I think so, hands down. Name me a team right now that's going to be worse than the Marlins next year. But the Phillies are in the division. They get to play the Marlins head to head. They're going to beat up on them.
The Athletics. I'm going to
take Yelich off the table. Name me three Marlins off the top of your head.
Okay, this is going to be tough. How about Brad Ziegler?
Is he with them?
I mean, I know his name has been brought up in trade talks, but I do believe that he's still there. I don't know. I can't do it.
I think they're going to go into next year with Wei Yin Chen as their number one starter. Justin Bour is still at first base.
Tom Kohler,
if they bring him back, that counts. Can we get it? How about a JT Riddle? Is that an actual? We could have played actual major league player or made up Marlin with some of the names
actual
that will be in the lineup next year for the Marlins now that they've traded everybody with the exception of Christian Yelich. This would be a great time to remind everybody we are in Eastern Iowa, not on South Beach, but it's a fascinating story with the winter meetings going on, and we're seeing a team get torn down right in front of us with no plan whatsoever. It's like, we're going to buy this house, and we're going to renovate this house, and we're going to flip it. And so let's go in, and we gut the house. And then, okay, where are the floor plans for the renovated house? And you look at me, and I look at you, and I go, the important thing is that we own the house now, and we gutted it, and now it's ready to be renovated. Floor plans, schmore plans. 319-366-1600. That's the number to call right now. We need not one, but two callers. Callers number one and two. You're going to play the 6 o'clock showdown with us tonight. 7 questions, 60 seconds. If you answer more questions correctly than your opponent, you're going to win a pair of movie passes to any of the Eastern Iowa Marcus Theaters locations, Iowa City, Coralville, or Cedar Rapids. 366-1600. Apologies to everybody out there who have been texting in fantasy football questions for Tristan Cockcroft. He is not with us tonight. Perhaps you're wondering where he is. He's in Bristol, Connecticut, with ESPN staff-wide meetings today. Hopefully that's not a bad sign for Tristan getting called into Bristol, but I believe it's just a random, ordinary gathering of the minds. He said it was going to be really difficult to make that segment work tonight, so he's going to be with us tomorrow. Fantasy football questions will be answered then. 0720, you're better than Tristan. Standard League, Marvin Jones Jr. or Alshon Jeffrey. I don't have the schedule in front of me. I don't know who the Lions and Eagles are playing. I do know that Carson Wentz is out and Nick Foles is in as the Eagles starting quarterback. I may lean Marvin Jones Jr. there. What about you?
I'm going to defer to you. I'm horrible.
You're going
this
to make me responsible for ruining
fantasy football, so I can't give advice on fantasy football when I myself am struggling the way that I am. Worst year I've ever had.
Let's go ahead here. We're ready for the showdown, I do believe.
Like all of history's great battles and that one episode of Seinfeld.
I'm out.
There can only be one winner.
I can't believe I'm losing to this guy.
Let's meet this week's showdown contestants.
Hello?
All right, we've got Tom in Lisbon. Tom is going to be answering my questions, and we've got Darren in Coralville with Alex tonight. Gentlemen, how are we?
Doing pretty good.
Not too bad. Sorry, Todd, I just got off work, so I haven't really been listening a whole lot yet. I hope I can keep up.
Well, I hope you can keep up as well, but I'm not the one. You're not winning me the movie passes. These are going to be your movie passes if you win tonight, Tom. So here's the deal. I've been nice to Alex for the last like 4 or 5 weeks. I'm going to be a jerk tonight. I'm going to take first choice here. Tom, would you like to go first or second?
I'll go second.
Okay. Darren and Alex will go first. 7 questions, 60 seconds. If you don't know an answer, Darren, say pass. Alex will move on. And then if we've got a tie, heaven help us, we'll figure out how to break it. All right.
All right, Darren, are you ready?
I think I'm ready.
Your 60 seconds begins right now. What longtime national broadcaster is this year's Ford C. Frick Award winner?
Jim Nance.
Former Iowa State standout Monte Morris made his NBA debut last night with this team.
The Pelicans.
NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell addressed his future today. What did he have to say?
He's going to retire after this contract.
What former Big Ten football star said this week he's worried he could become the next Aaron Hernandez?
Larry Johnson.
What MLB team signed former Yankees right-hander Michael Pineda to a 2-year deal today?
The Mariners.
The Indiana Pacers will host this event in 2021.
The NBA All-Star Game.
And true or false, Iowa will be the first Big Ten team to play in bowl season this year.
False.
Ooh, that was true. So we got 3 there. That is the bar. Tom, do you think we can get 4 or more?
I hope so. I don't know.
Okay, MLB agent Scott Boras described what MLB team as a, quote, jewelry store that has become a pawn shop?
Lakers.
CBS Sports has named Bill Clark college football's coach of the year. Clark coaches what school that folded its football program after the 2014 season? Which NFL team had to release a statement shooting down internet rumors after an elaborate hoax said they were changing their team nickname?
Washington.
Who will be the starting quarterback for the Eagles in Carson Wentz's absence? Josie Jewell and Josh Jackson have become 2 consensus All-Americans on the same team for the first time at Iowa since 2003. Can you name those teammates?
Pass.
LiAngelo and LaMelo Ball announced earlier this week they'll be playing professional basketball in what European country?
China.
Which injured NFL quarterback posted on Instagram that he's been cleared to return?
Aaron Rodgers.
We have ourselves a tie.
Well, why don't we go back to the question about the consensus All-Americans? It's can you name 1 of 2 of those consensus All-Americans from the 2003 Iowa football team? Should we go with that one? First person to say their name?
Yep. Say your name.
Dallas Clark and Tom.
Oh, Tom, Dallas Clark was not one of the 2. It was a good guess, though. He was a teammate of both of these guys, but by default, that means Darren in Iowa City is going to be the winner tonight. Robert Gallery and Nate Kading were Iowa's last teammates to both earn consensus All-American honors in the same season in 2003. Gallery on the offensive line, Kading as the team's place kicker. So Darren's got a pair of passes to the Marcus Theaters, good for any other locations in Iowa City, Coralville, or Cedar Rapids. A big thank you to them providing the 6 o'clock showdown prize this week. Scott Boras made that comment about the Marlins. Said it was a jewelry store turned into a pawn shop. Bill Clark coaches the UAB Blazers, a team that was disbanded after 2014. The program has been started back up again. One of their famous alums, Jordan Howard, who left UAB when the football program folded, went to Indiana to finish his college career, and now the first back-to-back 1,000-yard rusher for the Bears. To do it in his first 2 years, I should say. Gale Sayers didn't do it first 2 years. Walter Payton didn't do it. Very, very impressive for Jordan Howard. Geller and Kading, we went over. Lithuania.
I thought it was Cedar Falls.
Yeah, well, like, it should have been. We tried
I can
to
see
convince.
How that can get confused.
We tried to convince Gary Rima that would have been, it was a good idea to try to bring LiAngelo and LaMelo Ball to the Cedar Valley Court Kings earlier today. If you missed that, we'll have the podcast available shortly on our website.
Bob Costas was the winner of this year's Ford C. Frick Award. Monte Morris made his NBA debut last night with the Denver Nuggets. Michael Pineda, former New York Yankee, signed a 2-year deal with the Minnesota Twins, which is interesting, Todd, because he'll be out most of next year recovering from Tommy John surgery. And Iowa will, in fact, be the first Big Ten team to play in a bowl game this bowl season.
They kick off at 4:15 Central Time on December 27th. The Quick Lane Bowl and the Heart of Dallas Bowl are both before the Pinstripe Bowl, but the Big Ten didn't have enough teams to fill its allotment this year. So Iowa is going to be the first Big Ten team to play in a bowl game this year. That is usually not something that a program wants to hang its hat on. Not in the least bit.
But it's the Pinstripe Bowl, Todd. It's the experience of going to New York. I don't know. I found it interesting because you know how they were giving you the whole spiel at the basketball game?
Yes. So Pinstripe Bowl guy was talking about how great the Pinstripe Bowl was.
The Pinstripe Bowl guy, did you catch his official title by chance?
It wasn't Pinstripe Bowl guy.
No. It's the director of football for the New York Yankees.
Director of football for the New York Yankees.
That's Pinstripe Bowl guy. Why can't they just call him Pinstripe Bowl guy?
Derek Jeter right now is trying to get him Ndamukong Suh. He's trying to trade all of the players in Miami, all the other sports. He's trying to send them back to New York.
Ryan Tannehill available?
Jay Cutler. Look, Jay Cutler leading the Dolphins to a win over the New England Patriots on Monday Night Football. Gee, I can't imagine why people aren't watching the league when one of the league's premier franchises is losing to Jay Cutler and the Dolphins in a marquee primetime game. What could possibly be turning people off? Couldn't be the fact that the product is substandard. That's going to do it for another 6 o'clock showdown. We'll step aside, take a quick break. 6:21. Find out what's going on, the latest at the baseball winter meetings in Orlando, and who could possibly be coming and going. Non-Marlins related. We'll swing the conversation back to the Cubs and the Cardinals. Theo Epstein has addressed the Cardinals' acquisition of Marcell Ozuna today, and let's just say it doesn't sound like the Cubs' president of baseball operations was caught all that off guard by it. Back with more of the Todd Bromelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn after this.
At Nationwide, our agents go above and beyond to understand and protect what matters most to you. Our local Nationwide agents are part of our member-driven community, where serving members' needs is our priority. Contact True North Personal Lines at itruenorth.com today. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
Doug McAllister and the folks at Pinnacle Realty know how important the concept of home is at this time of the year. So throw another log on the fire and enjoy all the great moments that being home for the holidays provides. Doug McAllister at Pinnacle Realty has helped hundreds of people just like you sell or buy a home in the Cedar Rapids area. For Doug and the crew at Pinnacle Realty, it's all about home. Happy holidays and happy homes from Doug McAllister and Pinnacle Realty at soldincr.com.
The best gift ideas come from Iowa Book. For that book lover on your Christmas list, give a first edition novel that is signed by the author. The signature transforms a book from a gift to a keepsake. Some of the authors that have signed books are Dan Gable, Joe Biden, Scott Kelly, and many, many more. Iowa Book also offers free gift wrap. Downtown Iowa City, across from the old Capitol.
guys, the holiday challenge is on at JCPenney. Shop now and get her all the gifts she'll love, like select fine jewelry for up to 60% off, plus an extra 25% off with your JCPenney credit card and coupon. And get $10 off when you spend $25 or more with coupon on select items throughout the store and at jcp.com. Get everything on her list for less than you think. Hurry in now, JCPenney. Coupon valid 12/14 to 12/16. Offers represent savings on regular or original prices. Credit offer subject to credit approval. Other exclusions may apply. See store or jcp.com for details.
AutoZone presents Max Performance. AutoZone knows better engine performance means taking it to the max. Max fuel economy, max engine life, and yeah, max savings. And it all starts with the right fuel treatment. That's why right now you can save on STP gas treatment and get two for $5. So visit your local AutoZone. With over 5,000 locations, the right supplies and good advice are just around the corner. Let's get you what you need. Must buy two. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
I'm back. That little voice inside your head. Wouldn't it be great to get all your clients' gifts mailed out and save money? Well, right now, it's buy two, get one free on Office Depot Office Max branded mailing and shipping supplies. Plus 30% off all FedEx services, even international shipping. Just see an Office Depot Office Max associate for your 30% off coupon. A gift for them, a gift for you.
Taking care of business.
Offer ends 12/16, valid in store only. See coupon for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Looking for the perfect gift this holiday season? Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts. We have great gift ideas to fit every budget. Have someone hard to buy for? Try an O'Reilly gift card. They're available for any amount and can be used at any O'Reilly Auto Parts store or online at O'ReillyAuto.com. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Welcome back in, 625. Former Cardinals relief pitcher Juan Nicasio has found a new home. He signed a deal with the Seattle Mariners. One other trade that has reportedly gone down, although not finalized, according to Ken Rosenthal of The Athletic, the Los Angeles Angels have acquired second baseman Ian Kinsler, or have agreed to acquire Ian Kinsler from the Detroit Tigers. Remember, those same two teams got together last year, and Justin Upton came on board with the Angels. And speaking of, and we haven't overlooked the Shohei Ohtani story. We're going to get to that coming up in just a little bit. But first, let's get another Midwest One Bank Big Board update in. Midwest One has over 40 locations across the corridor here in eastern Iowa to meet all your banking needs.
Iowa's Josie Jewell and Josh Jackson cemented themselves today as maybe the best defensive duo to come through the University of Iowa. The American Football Coaches Association named them both first-team All-Americans, making it a clean sweep across all five major outlets and making them unanimous All-Americans. It's Iowa's first pair of unanimous All-Americans since Chuck Long and Larry Station in 1985, and the Hawkeyes have actually now produced four in the last 4 years, including Desmond King and Brandon Scherff. Former Iowa State point guard Monte Morris made his NBA debut last night with his mother in attendance in Detroit. He made one assist with no turnovers in his 3 minutes, but today was sent back to the Rio Grande Valley Vipers of the G League. The Gazette released its second poll of the boys' high school basketball season. Iowa City West is the top-ranked team in Class 4A, with Cedar Rapids Prairie 6th, Cedar Rapids Xavier is number 1 in Class 3A, Western Christian in 2A, and Grandview Christian in Class 1A. They also released the area Super 10 girls rankings. City High's number 1, followed by Iowa City West, Marion, CPU, and North Lynn rounding out the top 5, with Cascade, Springville, Cedar Rapids Prairie, and Xavier, and Iowa City Regina finishing up the top 10. Tonight after the show, there's no high school basketball, there's no NFL football, so we're going to throw things over to Bristol, and you can have a night spent with the programming from ESPN headquarters.
No names yet in that Angels deal with the Tigers, but that is not a particularly deep farm system, and there isn't a whole lot of talent to deal with. So we'll see what the return is. Of course, Detroit, similar to the Marlins situation, they're looking to dump some salary. Detroit's new manager, Ron Gardenhire, very familiar with the American League Central, former Minnesota Twins manager. His son, Toby, is reportedly the new manager of the Cedar Rapids Colonels for the 2018 season. We'll have Toby Gardenhire on the program with us just as soon as that is officially confirmed or announced by the Minnesota Twins. It's the world's worst kept secret at this point because Ron Gardenhire was asked about any advice that he would give his son who's going to manage the Cedar Rapids Colonels this year. Literally asked that exact question today at the winter meetings, and he said, expect your hair to fall out, just like his did when he managed. Gardenhire, this will be the second Gardenhire to manage in the Midwest League. Ron Gardenhire cut his teeth as a manager with the Kenosha Twins back in 1988. Twins Kenosha actually played Cedar Rapids for the Midwest League Championship that season, and the Cedar Rapids Reds wound up winning the league title. It's very sad that I know that. 319-366-1600. Maybe you're like me. Maybe you were sitting home last night looking at some other world events on Twitter and then popped the news into the timelines. Shohei Ohtani, the big prize acquisition of the offseason, the Japanese Babe Ruth, the guy who's going to come to Major League Baseball and pitch and play the outfield on his days off. It's got a little bit of damage in that right shoulder of his, and damage that usually leads to having to undergo Tommy John surgery. Talk about that coming up. 6:29, we'll step aside, quick break. When we return, the Ohtani news and more from the baseball winter meetings in Orlando. Back with more after this.
The Ford year-end sales event is in full swing.
Okay, 50-pound bag of dog food, 2-gallon bowl and dish, extra, extra, extra large dog bone?
Yep.
What kind of dog did you adopt?
I got a puppy.
What kind of puppy needs a 5-foot sleeping bed?
A St. Bernard.
Oh, hope you have a big SUV.
I do. It's a Ford Explorer.
The Ford Explorer, with available class-exclusive powerful third-row seating. That's Ford, America's best-selling brand. Now with exclusive holiday savings. Get 0% APR financing for 72 months plus $1,000 Ford credit cash on a full lineup of Ford SUVs like Explorer, Edge, and Escape. Hurry, offer ends January 2nd, 2018. Best-selling based on 2016 sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for $1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Not available on Ford GT, Fiesta, Focus RS, Mustang GT 350, 350R, Raptor, or Super Duty. Take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by January 2nd, 2018. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details.
With Pennzoil Synthetics in your engine, you can let your horses run free. Because Pennzoil Synthetics gives you the power of complete protection. So you can let your engine growl, purr, and roar. We know horsepower matters, and that's why Dodge SRT trusts Pennzoil in the fastest and most powerful production car in the world. And if they trust our performance, you can too. Pennzoil Synthetics give you complete protection for top engine performance. Make the switch today at your nearest Walmart location.
We've reached it, the point where the only way to make Tuesdays any better is by having more boneless wings. That's why here at Buffalo Wild Wings, we've invented Boneless Tuesdays. It's a celebration where if you order boneless wings at full price, you'll get another of the same size for free. This works for dine-in or takeout. Every little bit counts. And on Tuesdays, every boneless wing counts as two. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Prices and participation vary. Valid only on Tuesdays while supplies last. Tax and gratuity extra. Additional restrictions apply. See participating location for details.
Welcome back. 6:31. The Todd Brommelkamp Show, along with Alex Kuhn, getting you to the top of the hour tonight in ESPN programming. The Kansas City Royals reportedly listening to offers on left-handed starting pitcher Danny Duffy. A number of other players still on the table. This the third and final night of the baseball winter meetings in Orlando. They will wrap up tomorrow with the Rule 5 draft. Always interesting to see some of the names that are available for teams to select. And a former Cedar Rapids Colonel, Nick Birdie, who was a first-round draft pick of the Twins a couple years ago, rumored to be one of the top picks in the Rule 5 draft. Recovering from Tommy John surgery, would probably be able to be stashed on a disabled list for quite a while. And if he was healthy, maybe you have him as the 25th guy on your major league roster. You get taken in the Rule 5 draft, you got to be on the big league roster all season long, or you get offered back to the team that you got drafted from. It's very complicated, it's very arcane, and not very many people are interested in it. So why am I talking about it right now? 319-366-1600. Still no names in that Kinsler trade, but I get your reactions to the Shohei Ohtani news last night that Jeff Passan of Yahoo reported he's got some damage to, I believe it was the UCL and his right arm. This is an injury that isn't all that uncommon, but if he continues to pitch with the injury and more damage is done, he could be looking at having to undergo Tommy John surgery. Now, somebody on the text line said it's the same injury that Masahiro Tanaka has been pitching with for 3 years. He seems to be doing all right. Agreed. But he didn't come with near the fanfare that Otani has. And imagine under the old posting system, the Angels would be in over $100 million on this and be wondering. Now, according to multiple reports, teams had this medical information on Otani, but we're just now learning about it. Does this make you a little bit more nervous to see what he does?
Not necessarily, because the people who, or at least presumably other than the Miami Marlins, people who work in MLB front offices know a whole heck of a lot more than I do about these international prospects. And yes, even the people who work in the front office for the Miami Marlins do as well. If everybody knew about it, then, and everybody was in on him, they must think that everything is going to work out. And like he, like our texter said, Masahiro Tanaka has been pitching with it for 3 years. I think even Albert Pujols kind of went through this in his first part of his stint in St. Louis, where he had some elbow problems. Now, he was playing left field and third base and not a pitcher, so that made a big difference, especially when they moved him to first base, where he barely had to throw at all. That kind of took anything off the table, but it just seems like that Shohei Ohtani is one of those talents where I think everybody was going to be in on him regardless.
The Angels are saying that it's essentially a sprained elbow, and the Angels are saying that the injury will be healed by spring training. Mike Socia said, I think that's past him, and our understanding is there's no restriction at all going into spring training. He'll get down there in plenty of time and be ready to go. Meanwhile,
you're skeptical.
I'm a little skeptical here, but I'm more skeptical of him playing and succeeding at two positions because it hasn't been done. We've seen guys go from pitching to playing a position or playing a position to pitching, but we haven't seen anybody excel at both positions at the major league level since Babe Ruth.
Now, do you think that this possibly puts him in the bullpen as opposed to stretching him out as a starter? Because there was talk about them going to a six-man rotation and having him get spot starts not only in the outfield but as a designated hitter. So he now moved to the bullpen?
Not with their rotation the way that it is right now, with Garrett Richards and Matt Shoemaker looking like they're going to be the one and two, a couple guys who pitched here in Cedar Rapids back when the Colonels were an Angels affiliate. Ohtani's in the rotation. So I guess you watch him closely. If all the teams had the information, then they're very clearly comfortable in bringing him on board and moving forward with him. It would just give me reason for concern that, okay, maybe this is on top of pitching and playing a position, you're going to be doing both with this elbow sprain that often leads to bigger and badder things and having to undergo Tommy John surgery. I don't know. This guy's supposed to be a superstar. He's going to be marketable. It's part of the lure that brought him to the Angels. Artie Moreno, the owner of the Los Angeles Angels, said he's going to do a good job of marketing him. Good luck with that if he lands on the disabled list.
And like you said, I was kind of sitting around last night watching some things happen around the country and also watching my beloved St. Louis Blues, and all of a sudden I saw your post. I don't know why it is, but pretty much every breaking news story that comes out that I see on Twitter somehow gets retweeted by you.
You're not the only person who sees all my retweets.
Are you less concerned about it? If you're an Angels fan, are you less concerned about it now knowing that everybody knew about it than you were just about 24 hours ago when you found out about this?
And look, Masahiro Tanaka last year pitched to the tune of a 13-12 record and a 4.74 ERA. Granted, the strikeouts were there, but the rest of the numbers, not exactly tremendous. So to say that, yeah, you could pitch with this, it's not going to affect you, I don't know about that. And it's in his right elbow. This just has trouble written all over it. But again, he's such a talent, teams are willing to take the risk. I'm just curious to see at this point, especially since it's after the fact. Had we known about this going in, would this signing have been as interesting? Okay, he's coming over. He's in a hurry to get over here because he's damaged goods. Remember, he stays in Japan for 2 more years, and that's when he gets the big money, and he kept saying, hey, it's not about the money, it's not about the money. Is this why he came over here early? 366-1600, you can use the 13 and Stalker text line to join the conversation here in the final 20 minutes of the program as we get you ready for ESPN programming coming up 7 o'clock beyond. Local programming returns tomorrow at 3 o'clock with Scott Unesh and Mark Dukes. Do want to let you know that on December 26th, that is the day after Christmas and the day before the Pinstripe Bowl, there will be no edition of this program. Alex is on vacation, and I'm in New York City, and there's no way for me to do the show. Otherwise, I would do 3 hours from New York City, but we will have local programming in the form of the gym class, and then from 4 to 5, a sort of an extended hour slash bowl preview. I'll be calling in from New York City. We'll have audio from the Boston College and Iowa press conference December 26th in New York City, so that's what's coming up with regard to our Pinstripe Bowl coverage. And we will have both the Pinstripe Bowl and the Liberty Bowl on KGYM this year. Interesting and unique from the standpoint with the Liberty Bowl in that we will have John Walters in the Cyclone Radio Network feed on 1600 AM on the 30th. And on our FM frequencies, we'll have the ESPN national feed for Memphis and Iowa State. And again, if you missed it in hour number one, Sports Illustrated had 7 panelists pick the winner of every bowl game. 6 of the 7 panelists have Iowa beating Boston College in the Pinstripe Bowl. 6 of the 7 panelists have Memphis beating Iowa State.
Like you said, no reason to play, right?
I don't think you're going out on a limb there on either one of those predictions. But I'm sure it will rile up some people to the point where they won't be able to sleep tonight. Exactly. Why play the games? If you're going to let predictions dictate the outcome of the game, why even bother? But Iowa State, you're going into a hostile environment. It's Memphis's home stadium. Yeah, it's essentially a road game. And Iowa-Boston College, you look at it on paper and you go, look, Iowa's got 2 consensus All-Americans on the defensive side of the ball, and Boston College has had an issue scoring points to begin with this year. So lean toward the Hawkeyes in that one. But that's why they play the games.
Like you said, I think it's pretty cool that we're going to have people at both bowl games representing, well, you'll be representing KGYM at the Pinstripe Bowl. I think I will be calling back a couple of times into the studio from the Liberty Bowl down at Memphis. So we'll be able to get the experience of what both bowl games are like for both teams. I think that for Iowa, it's going to be very much get in there, get out, and hopefully they can end that bowl winless streak that started in 2012 with the loss to Oklahoma in the Inside Bowl. And for Iowa State, it'll be business-like, but it's going to be a very interesting, like you said, Todd, a very interesting environment inside the Liberty Bowl. So excited that we can get a little bit of that flavor onto KGYM. Like you said, we have both games.
It's going to be one of Iowa's shortest bowl trips ever. And they're coming in right around Christmas, I think, day before. Can't remember the exact itinerary, but they're coming in and getting out. And there's not a whole lot. There isn't. You know, this isn't the Outback Bowl, your trips to Busch Gardens and your trips to Clearwater Beach and Beach Day and all of the other events surrounding some of the warm weather bowl games. This is, oh, there's a press conference the day before the game, and the players get to go to the New York Stock Exchange, and I think somebody gets to ring the opening bell. Woohoo!
But they get cool gifts, and the director of football for the Yankees is going to hook them up.
New Era is the sponsor for the bowl game, and college kids, give them a bunch of New Era products, which I think is the bowl gifts for the players. That list is always popular to go over this time of year. That's been released. And they get a bunch of stuff from New Era. I don't think anybody's got an issue with that. I think the only issue that Iowa players have with this game is the fact that it's in New York City and it's going to be freezing cold and in front of a less than packed house, the house that Ruth built, with an asterisk, because he didn't really build it because it's the new Yankee Stadium. Speaking of the Yankees, if you're a fan of Billy Martin or the Yankees, that's going to be the next MLB Network presentation tomorrow. They've got a two-hour special on Billy Martin, the Yankees, former Yankees manager that I'm very much looking forward to. And K.J. Pilcher, who joins the gym class occasionally to talk high school and college wrestling, a big Yankees fan. He wants to borrow my Billy Martin book. Bill Pennington wrote this fantastic book on Billy Martin. He wants to borrow it. KJ doesn't even stop to say hi when he walks past the office.
He was here yesterday.
It's been more than one occasion. And even you were in the office the one day when I turned around and said, "Hey, KJ," nothing.
I think he just wants to borrow
the book. So I said, "Okay, I'll bring it in." I guess it will give you an excuse to stop in and say hi next time. I'm guilt-tripping people into stopping in and saying hi in the sports office.
I have to ask you something, because something that I noticed from over the weekend and completely forgot to ask you about this. But
no, this is my natural hair color. What?
No, I noticed some tweets from you where you were firing up some DVDs of former Cubs games. Are those just random Cubs games from...
It's the first one was the 1998 winner goes to the wild card game 163 between the Giants and the Cubs, in which Jim Riggleman tries to lose the game for Chicago with his bullpen management in the ninth inning, but they hang on to beat Dusty Baker and the Giants. And then the second game that I was watching was the Cardinals and Cubs from 1984, ergo known as the Sandberg game, when Ryan Sandberg hits the two home runs off of Bruce Sutter. But it's really Dave Owen who is the hero of that game. And my son, I laid him all out on the ground and I said, "Pick one out and we'll watch it." And of course, he's a baby. He doesn't know any better. He reached out and handed me the wild card, winner take all wild card game from 1998.
The other thing I wanted to mention was yesterday on the program, we spent a lot of time talking about donkey basketball.
Yeah, too much time talking about donkey basketball,
and that tells you a little bit of what finals week is like for us. But I decided last night, after a kind person invited me to be in a donkey basketball game, to leave it up to the people. I was going to put a Twitter poll up asking whether I should play.
Don't ever, it was a bad idea, don't ever leave it up to the people.
I left it up to the people, so the question went like this. If you were invited to play in a donkey basketball game, would you do it? And after 24 hours, the people say no, they would not.
Yeah, so, but I think if you phrased the question differently, the answer would have been different.
Well, the question that you want me to phrase would be, should I play in a donkey basketball game? And I know that everybody...
People would overwhelmingly vote yes.
Exactly. Everybody thinks that's a risk that they're willing for me to take. But is it a risk that they're willing to take? That's what I want to know. And the answer was no. So I will go to the donkey basketball game. I will donate to whatever cause this donkey basketball game is pushing, but I will not be playing because I am absolutely terrified of the thought of that.
So Ian Kinsler goes from Detroit to Anaheim. And an interesting statistic here, second baseman with at least 225 career home runs and 225 career stolen bases. Ian Kinsler, Craig Biggio, Ryan Sandberg, and Joe Morgan. Morgan, Sandberg, and Biggio are all in the Hall of Fame. Kinsler, still an active player. I don't look at him and think Hall of Fame.
No.
But that's pretty good company pretty good combination of power and speed.
Has he been an undervalued player his entire career?
I don't know about his entire career, but he was really good in Texas. And then as he's aged, his skills have declined somewhat. And then Detroit ramped up that roster. They went out and brought in Upton. They went in and brought Kinsler to put alongside Miguel Cabrera and Justin Verlander in the rotation. They were going to be this power in the AL Central. And you didn't see the Tigers win anything. And now they've decided to reverse course. And going into the trade deadline last year, they parted ways with Verlander and parted ways with Upton. And Cabrera is not going anywhere, but today Kinsler goes to the Angels. Still haven't seen the names coming back in that deal, but it's also been pointed out that Derek Jeter, quote-unquote owner of the Marlins, who's running the show despite the fact he only owns 4% of the team, traded Giancarlo Stanton and Marcell Ozuna, and in the return for those two all-star caliber players, not a single one of the prospects coming back to the Marlins is listed on Baseball America's top 100 prospects. When you are in a rebuild, you tend to need elite-level prospects so that your fans can have something to hang their hats on and look forward to. Look at what the White Sox did in trading Adam Eaton and moving some of the other pieces that they did. And look at the return that they got. Chris Sale goes to Boston, and Yoan Moncada comes back to the White Sox. Eaton goes to the Nationals. Lucas Giolito, Ronaldo Lopez come back. That's how, you know, Eloy Jimenez goes to the White Sox as Quintana goes to the Cubs. That's how you do a rebuild. Rick Hahn and the White Sox are doing this the right way. Derek Jeter and the Marlins, again, it doesn't appear that they have any plan other than shed payroll. Shed payroll, get the contracts off the books, and we'll figure this out later. And that's a recipe for disaster.
And that goes back to our Emil's Hideaway poll question. You can vote on it at kgymradio.com. Is Derek Jeter tarnishing his reputation with the Marlins right now? And if I were to vote on this, I'd have to say yes, because like I have said before, Derek Jeter was a guy who, as a player, nobody could say a bad word about, almost to
and
a
if
lot
you
of
did, you
fault.
Got yelled at.
Exactly. Exactly.
Respect.
You got to respect Derek Jeter. He's one of the greatest of all time. Greatest Yankee of all time. Okay, no, he's not. Was that an argument you made, Todd, that people were angry with you for pointing out that he wasn't the greatest Yankee of all time?
Yeah. Well, and it was an argument that I overheard at a local tavern one night. A Yankees fan was adamant that Jeter was the greatest Yankee that had ever played, and I just wanted to bang my head against the bar a couple times, but I didn't.
That's what the narrative around him as a player was.
I get liking him, but come on.
And then now as an executive or a front office member, it's been a disaster to begin with. And I'll just be interested to see if this gets any better in the next 3 or 4 years, or if there's any possible way that this could get any worse.
You mentioned the White Sox, and I brought up Eloy Jimenez. A guy that you have followed, Luis Robert. Rick Renteria had some pretty interesting things to say about him at the winter meetings today, about both him and Jimenez. And I don't think that they're on their way to Chicago on the South Side anytime soon, but if you're a White Sox fan, they are coming. They will eventually get there, and their manager is very, very high on them. Both looking very good at this
point. Now, actually high on them? Like super high on them, or is
well,
this
it's
kind
Rick.
Of the...
It's Rick Renteria. He's high on everybody.
Okay,
he's
this,
a nice
is he kind
guy.
Of like Fran McCaffrey.
A little bit. No one is Fran McCaffrey. No one's at that level of hyperbole where Eloy Jimenez is the next Babe Ruth slash Carl Yastrzemski slash. Yeah, no. But he had very glowing things to say about both of the outfielders in the White Sox system, and Manny Machado actually was a name that was tied to the White Sox. I don't know whether they're that close in that rebuild, whether they would want to play with that or not, given the fact that Machado is going to be a free agent. You'd have to try to convince him to come back. But according to John Heyman, about five teams in the running for Machado, and maybe there's some movement there. So we'll see. There could be some major breaking news tonight from Orlando in the winter meetings, or there could be a whole lot of nothing.
I was going to say that I saw that John Heyman of FanRag Sports was saying that several...
Sounds so weird to say that.
I know. Several teams have presented offers to the Baltimore Orioles regarding Manny Machado.
Let's name our website. Let's call it FanRag. Oh, yeah. Sounds like a great idea. Sounds very professional for a guy of John Heyman's stature. John Heyman, FanRag Sports. 6:54, we'll step aside, take a quick break. We come back, what would I know about being professional? Kyle's going to have a final big board update for you, and then it's ESPN programming the rest of your Wednesday night. Back with more after this.
At the gym, we know good sportsmanship matters during a game and in life.
And we want to recognize good sports like you with KGYM's Community MVP.
So if your nonprofit group is holding an event to help folks around here, let us know.
Just go to kgymradio.com, click on Community MVP, and give us all the details.
Because you deserve most valuable player status for doing something great. And we want to help get the word out.
KGYM's Community MVP, brought to you by Fairfax State Savings Bank.
The Army National Guard is committed to keeping the country safe and our community secure. Composed of hundreds of thousands of citizen soldiers from all walks of life, the Guard is always ready to respond to local or national emergencies. We protect the homeland. We're always there when called upon, and in every state and territory, we stand guard for our communities. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Iowa Army National Guard, aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
6:55, welcome back into the closing minutes of the Todd Rumblecamp Show. Alex Kuhn, Kyle Mann with me, taking you to the top of the hour. Again, ESPN programming coming up for you. Stop by KGYMradio.com, give us a vote in the poll question. Is Derek Jeter tarnishing his legacy with what he's doing with the Marlins? Emil's Hideaway's on First Avenue Southeast behind Taco John's next to the Home Depot. Here with his final Midwest One Big Board update of the night. Kyle Mann, Midwest One, over 40 locations across the corridor for all of your banking needs.
Iowa's Josie Jewell and Josh Jackson cemented themselves in the conversation as maybe the best defensive duo to come through the University of Iowa. The American Football Coaches Association named them first-team All-Americans, making it a clean sweep across all five major outlets and making them both unanimous All-Americans. They're Iowa's first pair of unanimous All-Americans since Chuck Long and Larry Station in 1985, and the Hawkeyes have actually now produced four in the last 4 years, including Desmond King and Brandon Scherf. Former Iowa State point guard Monte Morris made his NBA debut last night with his mother in attendance in Detroit. He made one assist with no turnovers in his 3 minutes of play, but today was sent back to the Rio Grande Valley Vipers of the G League. The Gazette released its second poll of the boys' high school basketball season. Iowa City West is the top-ranked team in Class 4A, with Cedar Rapids Prairie 6th. Cedar Rapids Xavier is number 1 in Class 3A, Western Christian in 2A, and Grandview Christian in 1A. They also released the area Super 10 girls rankings. City High is number 1, followed by Iowa City West, Marion, Center Point, Urbana, and North Lynn to round out the top 5. Cascade, Springville, Cedar Rapids Prairie, and Xavier, and Iowa City Regina round out the top 10. Tonight after the show, we don't have any high school basketball. There's no NFL until tomorrow. So we're going to throw things to Bristol, and you can have a night with the programming from ESPN headquarters.
That sums things up about as well as we can. We'll take a look back on the winter meetings tomorrow, winners and losers. And right now it's hard not to say the St. Louis Cardinals aren't going to fall into the winners category. And, well, the Marlins probably going to be flying the L flag, as Cardinals fans like to say about the Cubs when they lose. That and Woodja and a whole lot more. Thanks for listening on Wednesday, and I hope you're listening on Thursday.